It seems that monks have a pretty strict schedule. What is the purpose of this? I used to set myself really strict schedules so I wouldn't have to think about what to do next. I no longer have a strict schedule, and it's tough to adjust. Wondering what to do next can be overwhelming and stressful, but a super strict schedule made me feel like I was a robot sometimes. So I wonder what you'd suggest in terms of scheduling one's daily life, and if you could talk about why monks have such a strict daily routine. Thank you so much. Well, I mean, yeah, every monastery is different, and we do, you know, we meditate at 5 a.m., and we do our chanting and meditation, just having a basic structure, but it gets switched up sometimes. Sometimes we have periods of self-retreat where it's totally unstructured. Come down for the meal, bring our food back up to our hut, and eat in solitude and just have no structure at all. So there are times when it's structured, there's times when it's not structured, and it's all for just seeing the mind. So we don't want to overly structure ourselves. We don't want to be overly reliant on, you know, making sure everything is just a certain way so we can feel okay. We don't want to have, like, too many. We do have a lot of rules. The monks have 227 rules. We have a lot of different protocols, but they're all very practical. And it's not about as being as tight or as strict as possible in and of itself. And so it's also, you know, keeping that edge, just on the edge of our comfort zone and pushing the boundaries of our comfort zone. That's how we do with, like, the lunar observance days, where we stay up later in meditation on those days, and just things like simplicity, like eating the main meal at 11 and not having dinner, for example. That's just simplicity. It's not like we're trying to torture ourselves. And when the schedule is very unstructured, then looking at what that's like, so actually seeing what is it like when I sleep as much as I want to and don't get up in the morning for chanting or whatever, and how does that affect the mind? So we start to see what's actually a good balance. So, you know, all of us, many of us, not all of us, but many of us have probably tried, like, going on retreat and then, okay, I'm just going to sleep as much as I want and then I'll feel better than I do now. But actually, you feel worse if you sleep too much. That's dukkha as well. So starting to see the dukkha of sleeping too much, and that there's actually less dukkha, less bodily and mental dukkha, when you sleep just the right amount. Or even when you push your sleep schedule a little bit and go outside of your comfort zone, you see that mind gets bright. Mind actually gets brighter sometimes when one pushes through that kind of tiredness or what one thinks one needs. How many, you know, we might even have sheets that say, like, I need to sleep a certain number of hours each night, and if I don't tick off those hours, I don't use my sleep app on my phone or whatever, and then I won't be okay. I won't feel okay if I don't, you know, achieve that sleep app predetermined whatever. And it's just to push the envelope a little bit, but it's not to be, like, unbelievably heroic or to make some sort of huge spiritual achievement, what we call spiritual athletics. And we're not, like, having an austerity competition or anything, but it's just seeing what works, what's the balance, like Lungpa said in his talk, like padi, what's padi, what's just right, dhamma is what's just right. So schedule is just helping us to discover that.